Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord, glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio broadcast, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue to share with you on the subject of how we live by God's manifest power and might. We're talking about releasing the manifest power of God. Remember, we're talking about the Hebrew word koach, and we'll be talking about the Greek word kratos, which means vigor. Vigor means the manifestation of power, having been activated, an active manifest power. And we must know how to release the manifest power of God if we're going to see it bring forth victory in one's life. We're going to pick up in Judges chapter 6, verse 14. The Lord looked upon him and said, "Go, in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?" The word might is koach, and remember this means a manifested power, and this was the Lord sending Gideon to save Israel from the Midianites. He was able to save Israel. Why? Because the Lord sent him forth possessing manifest power. That was what was necessary that had to be released to defeat the Midianites. Well, the Lord has sent and commissioned all believers to go forth and to do the works of God. You are going to do the works of God by the manifest power of God in action. With the result, the people get saved and healed and delivered. We also see about Samson and Delilah in Judges chapter 16. In verse 15, it speaks about how she said, "You've mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth." In verse 16, she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so his soul was vexed unto death. And then he told her all his heart and indicated that my strength will go from me and I'll become weak if he was shaven, and he'd be like another man. The word strength used in verse 15 and in verse 17, where he talked about the great strength that he had and whether his strength would go from him, this is this Hebrew word koach. So Samson was manifesting great power against the Philistines until he told Delilah how his power could be taken away. After his manifested power was gone, he was weak and he could not prevail against the Philistines. As long as a believer has power that can be manifested against the enemy, he can prevail against him. But if you lose that power, you'll be weak and you'll not be able to overcome his attacks. Believers in Jesus Christ must have the power of God resident within them and manifested out of them so they can walk in victory. In 2 Chronicles 26:13, it says, "Under their hand was an army that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy." The word power is koach, and the Hebrew word translated mighty is also translated army in this verse. So the Hebrew text actually says that they made war with the power of an army. Armies manifest power to help their king against their enemies. Well, we understand in this day and age that the Lord is raising up a great army in the body of Christ today, and those that are in the army of the Lord are going to manifest great power to defeat the enemy as they serve Jesus, the King of Kings. In Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 10, it says, "The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall." The word strength again is koach. Here it speaks of power that could be manifested, was decayed, and the result was there was much rubbish, so they couldn't build the wall. This reveals that when power is not manifested in one's life, there'll be rubbish. It'll come from sin, the flesh, or the enemy working some way that will hinder you from building the things of God. Therefore, believers must have the power of God manifested actively so we can accomplish the building of God in our life and in the body of Christ. In Job 26:12, "He divideth the sea with his power, and by his understanding he smiteth through the proud." God divided the sea with his power. That's the word koach, a manifested power in action. In Proverbs 24:5, "A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength." The word strength is koach. So this is a manifested power. So a man of knowledge increases manifestation of power in his life. This is why we've got to get the knowledge of the Word. As you get the knowledge of the Word, the power of God will be resident within you. And then as you put the power of God into operation, it will manifest that power out of you, and it will cause a strengthening of this power to increase through the knowledge of God as you apply it in your life. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might." The word might is koach, so we're supposed to do whatever we find our hand to do with power being manifested out of us. In other words, there should be a release of power out of you in everything you do. You see, we're to live by the power of God. In Isaiah chapter 40, we see koach used twice. Isaiah 40 verse 29 to 31, he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In verse 29, the word power, when he says he giveth power to the faint, that's koach. So the Lord gives power to be manifested to the faint, as well as an increase of strength to those who have no strength. That's why you got to look to the Lord as your strength and manifested power. People will faint, be weary, and utterly fall without strength and manifested power in their life. We also see in verse 31 where the word wait, when it says about waiting upon the Lord, it's a word which means to bind together, to expect and wait for with confidence. And when it talks about renew, it's talking about being changed for the better. The word strength is koach. So this verse in verse 31 of Isaiah chapter 40 says those who are bound together with him and are waiting upon him with confident expectancy, they're going to be renewed, they're going to be changed, they're going to be passed on to manifest power in their life. And with that manifest power, they're going to mount up like the eagle who flies above the storms, they're going to run and not be weary, they're going to walk and not faint. When you have the power of God manifest in your life, you're going to be able to rise against all the storms that come against you from the enemy. And you're going to be able to run that spiritual race set before you. You're going to be able to obtain the prize. You're not going to get weary. You're going to walk the way of the redeemed in righteousness. And you're not going to faint because we're bound together with the Lord and waiting confidently, expectantly upon him. Therefore, this is a key to you to having manifested power in your life. In Lamentations 1:6, it says, from the daughter of Zion, all her beauty is departed. Her princes are become like harts that find no pasture. And they're gone without strength before the pursuer. Here, the beauty was departed from the daughter of Zion. What causes one to be possessing beauty in the sight of the Lord? If we look at other scriptures on this, Exodus 28:2 says, make holy garments for glory and for beauty. Isaiah 52:1 says, put on thy beautiful garments. In 1 Chronicles 16:29, it says, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So spiritual beauty is the result of being holy before the Lord. And as you put on God's garments through the Word of God, you're going to be holy. You're going to be beautiful in His sight. And it says that the beauty of the daughter of Zion was departed from her. Zion in the Old Testament is a type of the conquering believer in the conquering church. This means that holiness had departed from the daughter of Zion. And if that's the case, you won't be able to conquer your enemy. See, sin had invaded the daughter of Zion. Well, you and I, we must realize that we've got to be holy before the Lord. And we're going to have to get the Word of God in us. That's the way you put God's beautiful garments on. And it says there, they had gone without strength before the pursuer. The word strength is koach, which means manifested power. So this means that they did not have power to manifest before the pursuer. Who's the pursuer? The pursuer is the devil coming after you through his evil spirits. Without power actively manifested against these pursuing evil spirits, you won't be able to stand against your enemy. Therefore, you must be holy, having put on the garments of God through being fed the Word of God. That's going to result in the power of God that's going to manifest to stand against all of the pursuits of your enemies. But without manifested power, the enemy will be able to pursue you and bring destruction to your life. See, this is how he brings all these problems into people's lives, because they do not have power manifest in their life. In Daniel chapter 1 and verse 4, it said, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and as such had had ability in them to stand in the king's palace. Children having no blemish speaks of holiness. It says they had knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. That comes from the Word of God. When it speaks of having ability to stand in the king's palace, the word ability is koach. This means they had manifested power to stand in the place where the king's rule came from. What this is revealing is that one is holy and filled with knowledge, understanding, and wisdom through the Word. He will have power that can be manifested to stand against any enemies as a king in the kingdom of God. We see another use of koach in Daniel chapter 10. He says in verse 8, "Therefore I was left alone. I saw this great vision. There remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength." Here's where Daniel had a vision. The messenger angel appeared to him to give him understanding of the vision. When he saw the great vision, he retained no strength. This word strength, again, is the word koach. Therefore, we see that when he had no manifested power within him, he could do nothing. The point is, that same truth would apply to us. If you don't have manifested power in your life, you're not going to be able to do anything or stand before any enemies in your life. In Hosea chapter 7 and verse 9, "Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not." Strangers, who are the strangers? That's the devil and the evil spirits. And it says he devoured his strength. The word strength is koach. So strangers, or the evil spirits, have devoured the manifest power of God. And notice it said he knew it not. He didn't know what was happening. That's because evil spirits are working through the open door of sin, and they will come in and the person won't even know it as he walks in sin. We must understand that life is spiritual and that evil spirits will come in through the open door of sin. That's why believers must not walk in sin, or the evil spirits will come in, even though you don't know it, and they will devour your spiritual manifest power. In Nahum chapter 2 and verse 1, "He that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. Keep the munition, watch the way, make thy loins strong, fortify thy power mightily." Here the word's exhorting us to keep, which means to guard, the munition. Munition means a stronghold, and watch the way. And make the loins strong, fortify thy power mightily. The word fortify means to make firm and secure. And the word power is koach. Now, this word mightily means greatly or exceedingly. And so he's exhorting us in this scripture to fortify, make firm, secure our manifest power greatly and exceedingly. I'll tell you, as you make sure that you have the manifest power operating in your life, you are going to be able to stand before any attacks of the enemy in your life. Now we're going to look at scriptures in the New Testament where we see the Greek word kratos. Kratos means having great vigor. And vigor, remember, means an active manifest power, power being shown forth, or power manifest to accomplish something. And as you look at these scriptures, you're going to see what it says about having manifest power in the life of a believer. In Luke chapter 1, verse 51, "He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts." The word strength is kratos. The scripture is proclaiming that God has shown his manifest power with his arm. This shows that power is to be an action to see victory in our life. In Hebrews 2:14, it says that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. The word power again is kratos. This speaks of the devil having the manifested power of death. Satan had people captive in death through manifest power until Jesus came and redeemed mankind out from under the authority of Satan, as he was able to take away that manifest power of death from the enemy. We're talking about how the manifest power of God comes forth in your life. We're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. As I close, I have a book on this subject called How to Live by Manifest Power and Might, available for $7, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. In closing, I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. If you're looking for a church that teaches the uncompromised word and will minister healing and deliverance to you continually until you are set free, come to our services on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.